Chapter 14. The Return to Health. In the warm days of spring, John Thornton and Buck became healthy together. Thornton began to walk around the camp, and Buck ate and rested. Together they lay beside the river and listened to the water and the song of the birds. Slowly, Buck became strong again. Thornton had two other dogs, Skeet and Nig, and both were friendly to Buck. Skeet, especially, liked to care for Buck. During Buck's first few days in the camp, when he was too weak to move, Skeet cleaned his fur and gently licked his cuts. At first, Buck was surprised that Skeet and Nig weren't jealous of him. Then he understood that they had a kind master, so they were kind too. The three dogs soon became good friends. They played games together, running around the camp and jumping on each other. For the first time in his life, Buck really loved a man. "When I lived in the Santa Clara Valley, I liked being with Senator Miller and playing with the senator's grandchildren," he thought. "Later, I respected Francois and the Scotsman. But John Thornton is special. He's an ideal master." John Thornton cared for his dogs as if they were his own children. He liked to talk to the dogs for hours at a time, and they loved to sit near him and listen. He often held Buck's head in both his hands and put his own head on Buck's. Then he moved from side to side, holding Buck all the time. Buck loved this feeling of intimacy. For a long time after John Thornton saved him, Buck followed him everywhere.
"If I don't stay with my new master all the time, perhaps he'll disappear from my life like all the others," he thought.
In the evenings, sitting next to the fire, Buck often watched John Thornton. Sometimes, Thornton felt Buck looking at him and turned towards him. The two friends, man and dog, looked at each other for a long moment with love in their eyes. Often at night, Buck came and stood at the entrance to Thornton's tent and listened to the man breathing. During this time, when he was living so close to nature, Buck began to feel the spirit of his wild ancestors grow inside him. He wanted to leave the camp and go into the wild. Sometimes, especially at night, the call of the wild became so strong that he ran into the forest. But after some time, his love for John Thornton called him, and he returned to the camp. When Buck was in the camp with Thornton, Skeet, and Nig, he was always friendly and well-behaved. However, in the forest, he was like a wild dog. He lived by the law of club and teeth and attacked any strange dogs. He never lost a fight, and his motto was, "Lead or be led, kill or be killed."